Thomas C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating the neurological report. This is called an initial neurological report on Craig Stevenson, Stevenson, addresses 247 South Murdoch, Murdoch Avenue, Willis, California. Phone is 530-934-3894. ID is XXXXX5327. Date of birth is 8/18/1946. Occupation is married, retired attorney. Insurance is Medicare. /TRICARE. It's addressed to Dr. Kevin Sorensen, Sorensendo, Mangrove Medical Group, 1040 Mangrove Avenue, Chico, California, 95926-3509. Phone 530-345-0064, fax 530-345-0680. The clinical indication, neurological evaluation with previous and concurrent history of possibly progressive Alzheimer's disease. Dear Dr. Sorensen, thank you for referring retired Lieutenant Colonel Craig Stevenson for neurological evaluation. New paragraph, as you may remember, he was initially evaluated and treated for degenerative dementia by a doctor Christopher Price, MD, in Sacramento. New paragraph. He reestablished care here at Mangrove Medical Group and your practice. New paragraph. I appreciate your comprehensive notes, laboratory testing, and completion of initial MR brain imaging. Subparagraph. That study reviewed today. That study reviewed today. Does show evidence of hippocampal atrophy with additional findings of paraventricular white matter hyperintensities along the occipital horns, comma, subcortical white matter signal changes, comma, diffuse volume loss, particularly in the frontal lobes. And the left cerebral convexity, suggesting a possible subdural. That is old subdural. Punctate foci of susceptibility artifact in the occipital lobe, suggesting a number of possible etiologies. There is prominent hippocampal atrophy. Secondary ventricular prominence without evidence of narrowing of the cerebral aqueduct. Incidental findings include right parietal and left frontal lobe linear susceptibility artifact, suggesting possible venous anomaly. New paragraph. Review of the completed initial laboratory studies are within normal limits. New paragraph. Today, retired Colonel Stevenson reports that he does have difficulties with recollection, as you already know. New paragraph. His current wife reports that they both have some impairment with cognitive decline, difficulties with recollection. New paragraph. In consideration of his history and these findings, we will accomplish the following. Number one, he will complete the National Institute of Health and Neurological Disorders Quality of Life Questionnaires. That's all capitalized. For further evaluation of functional impairment, new paragraph. I am referring him back to Open Systems Imaging, that's capitalized, for a high-resolution 3D neuroquant brain MR scan with contrast for further diagnostic evaluation as to the recommendations of his initial study. New paragraph. He will continue on his current treatment regimen, which is being automatically refilled, new paragraph, as we move forward in considering further treatment and readjustment. I will be happy to take over the prescriptions for his cognitive treatment. New paragraph. I'll send a follow-up report when you return, so I respectfully with my professional signature.